The Dad Mods Media Machine presents the Brews with the Dudes podcast.
Man, every time that there's a countdown to anything, I always want to sing the final countdown.
Oh, say, that's the first thing that popped in my head. It's that da na
da na. Which is so dumb. Like,
it's
why?
Very dumb. I have
why
no
is
clue.
It that you want to, like, something so obvious that's.
I don't know. It's not even a good song.
No, it's really not. I mean, doesn't it have, like, a really cheesy synthesizer in it?
Yeah, very cheesy synthesizer. The lyrics aren't too creative either.
Oh, no?
No, with a heading to Venus. Something, yeah. I don't know.
Heading to Venus.
it's your decade of music. It's not my decade.
Well, it's not necessarily the genres I was listening to. Unless Pantera did the final countdown, it wasn't really in my zeitgeist.
I can't really see Green Day or The Offspring covering the final countdown.
Well, that totally would have been. Offspring were very much in my music library.
Right, actually, I could kind of see Offspring maybe doing a cover of it, just because they're quirky and they're fun.
They are a very fun band, yeah. But I could see them doing it.
Yeah.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another Brews with the Dudes podcast. So we're doing this a little bit differently, as you can tell. We're experimenting with a second software, and hopefully this one actually makes it to being aired. Because the first one was so bad that we just chose to not even release it.
Yeah, so this will hopefully work out. So far, this looks like a way better program. Everything looks nicer. We have more control over it, which is kind of nice. Unfortunately, we have to experiment with this just because of the plague going around. Mm-hmm. So my youngest daughter and myself both got the COVID. And
the Rona.
Yeah. And we're like right on that cusp of like, we still might be contagious. We might not be. So just to be safe, we are trying to do this.
Yep. So, yeah, it's so ridiculous. Like, we of course we've ran into this situation now. Like, we made it this whole time. We were so fucking careful, and now here we are at the tail end. And I mean, I don't know what's happened with us, because we've of course had sniffles, but nobody's really had any fevers or anything. So it's like, well, I had a fever, but then I realized I had a fever because I had a hot pad on my back and it's like a corn-filled bag that's really good for, like, you ever use those? Yeah.
Yep.
I had one on my knee because my knee was hurting like hell. So here I'm being an old man and I'm cooking myself, so my body temperature rose and I was like, oh my god, I have a temp, and we all panicked, and then I woke up the next morning and... even like that night I was back to like 90 or 80 or 98 something or 99 1 or whatever.
Hopefully not in the 80s, because you'd probably be dead.
See,
and that's the funny thing. So Amber, our youngest, who had it, she's 9 months old, and she had a cough, which is why we took her to the doctor. She had a bit of a cough. It was a Friday morning, and we're like, you know what, they're closed over the weekend, let's just be safe, there's a bunch of shit going around. And sure as shit, she comes back positive. I felt fine until Tuesday morning. I had a little bit of a sore throat and a cough. And my boss was going to make me get tested anyways. So, let's do a test there. And I shit you not. So it's like a pregnancy test. There's two lines. If you get both the lines, it's a positive test. Well, I had the one solid line. And if you looked at it just right and kind of squinted, you can maybe make out a second one. Like, we had three different people look at it. Yeah, we had three. I looked at it. I was like, maybe I had my boss and somebody else look at it. And we just said, you know what, just to be safe, go home, take a different test, and let's go from there. And then I went to Walgreens, and sure as shit, that one came back positive. But like,
that's so silly.
Tuesday morning, like I said, I kind of had a cough. But by Tuesday night, I had a fever of 102.3.
That's pretty good.
I was out. Like, I was just didn't want to move. I couldn't get up off the couch. No appetite, cold as shit. And then Wednesday, it's like I felt 50% better right off the bat Wednesday. like still had a little bit of a fever and still like achy and just didn't want to do anything, but I didn't feel like death. I'm like, oh, I just feel sick. I just want to sit on the couch and watch movies all day. by the end of the week, I'm like, okay, I'm tired of sitting inside. Like, let's go for a drive. Let's get out of the house a little bit and do shit. It's so weird.
Well, I bet, dude. It's got to be weird and kind of, obviously isolating because you literally have to isolate. So all you can really do is just sit inside and watch movies. That's about it.
Which, luckily, we have a spot to do that, but it's like I just stayed in the movie room. I had four blankets and just hung out there. Unless I had to go to the bathroom or I wanted soup, I did not leave that room.
Oh, damn.
No. Just hibernated. But it's just weird how, like, it's really bad one day, then the next day, instantly, it's like, oh, I'm sick, but I probably could have, like, gone to work or at least done something. It was that much better overnight. But it's
That's so wild. Well, and to think that, like, well, it's a novel virus, so it's like some people are getting just completely laid out. I mean, like, obviously people are dying, but there's like a big segment of the population that get it so bad that they end up, you know, on ventilators and shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah. My
tiptoeing on death.
My parents got it. My stepdad's an overweight diabetic. He got sick, but not like deathly ill. My mom, who's healthier, I should say, she ended up going to the hospital and was put on oxygen for a couple of weeks. So it's like,
crazy.
What the hell? What do you do? You just hope for the best?
I guess. I don't know. It certainly exploits some weaknesses if you've got any.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is Harper and Roman both seem completely fine. Mm-hmm. And Christine she never had a fever. She had a cough and just, like, she felt kind of icky for about a day, but just a cough and just kind of an icky feeling. No fever, no chills, nothing else. She never even got tested because she's just like, it's just a cough. There's nothing else to it.
Yeah.
So.
I know. That's why this whole thing is so ridiculous. There's kind of like no winning because either you have to test for every little teeny tiny symptom, regardless of if it turns out to be allergies or if it's like a regular cold or if it's literally the Rona, you'd have to test for every little teeny thing because the symptoms of COVID are the common fucking cold.
Yeah,
and the only thing that's really unique is that you can lose your sense of taste and smell.
Yeah, which not everybody gets. Like I could still kind of taste things. Like nothing was sharp, you know. It was like driving a car with a misfire. Like it still worked, but it just wasn't 100%.
Yeah.
But I could smell everything fine. So yeah, it's so fucking weird. But I'm kind of happy I got it and I'm done with it because now I have the antibodies and I can just, I don't want to say I not care, but I don't have to worry about that shit getting back in our house now for a while.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know. It's just like the peace of mind of not having to worry about like how your body's going to react and all that kind of stuff. Like you had it and it was like super mild. So that's nice.
Ooh, bummer. You had to watch movies for a day. Okay.
Yeah.
I watch war films when I'm six. I just watch some war films.
It's hilarious. So our big issue is that if one of us gets sick, Atticus is out of school for 15 days.
Yeah, which is fucking nuts.
It is crazy. That's so nuts. That's the rule if you get sick. And I don't know if like you can test the kid and prove that they're not sick and they can go back, or if it's literally just straight 15 days. If you've got the Rona, it's 15 days. And I believe that that's the rule. Like, there's no way around it.
That seems a little over the top. Especially kids, they eat dirt. They don't wash their hands after going to the bathroom. Like, they always have the sniffles. They always have a cough. They're little germ factories. They're children.
Right.
So, as a parent, are you like, okay, he sneezed, so I guess I'm going to go get him tested for the fourth time this week.
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you do?
Well, the much harder thing, testing the kids sucks. You know, like having to shove a Q-tip up your kid's nose is awful because they don't want it there, so they fight. and you end up restraining your child.
You gotta like do the head block and you're jabbing them and stuff. Yeah.
Yep. It's a 2-person job, especially with my son. We haven't tested my daughter.
It was like that for Harper. She freaked out too. She got a COVID test when COVID first hit. So she got the brain tickler. She had to go do that test the very first time she came in contact with somebody at school. And she remembers that shit. And we went to go take her a couple months ago. I'm like, Harper, like, it'll be fine. They're just going to take a Q-tip. And she's like, it hurt last time. It made me cry. I'm like, that was a different... I tried to explain to her, like, that's a different test. Like, you'll be fine. It's nowhere near that. And still, like, she had to sit on my lap. I kind of had to hold her down because she was that scared to get it done again.
Yeah. And that sucks.
Then she gets it done. I told her, like, that's not so bad. And she's crying. She's like, yeah, it was. I'm like, you're full of shit, kid. you wanted to think it was that bad, but it's not that bad. So
it's so funny. All you know, kids will blow things out of proportion like that.
Oh God! So this was—I don't know how old she was. Probably three or four. She had a wellness checkup and got a couple of shots at the doctor's. And like 2 days goes by, and at the time we just had Hades. We were down to one dog. Apollo was over at my parents' house, and we were going to go look at a Dalmatian over in Superior at the animal shelter. And they ended up getting rid of the dog by the time we got over there. But we're looking at the dogs, and one of the vets comes out wearing a lab coat to treat one of the animals. And Harper sees this vet come out, cries, and hides behind Christine because she thought she was going to get more shots.
Oh, Jesus.
She freaked the fuck out, and we just laughed at her. It's like, she's not here for you. She's here for the dogs. We're not going to take you to an ant. You lost me?
Oh, you're back. Little hiccup.
Okay.
I worry you might not have a very good internet connection. I don't know what your video looks like on your end, but it's pretty potato-y over here.
It looks great on my end.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's coming through pretty good then. It's all an experiment. Like, we have no idea what to expect.
For some reason, though, under my name, it says guest 1080p 99% uploaded.
Yeah. I mean, that's... That's a part of the software. It's just telling you, you know, basically it uploads your video and audio, and then the files get downloaded later on. It's a pretty cool setup.
Oh, okay, that's why. No, it still thinks it's on Wi-Fi for some reason. Oh, no, because it says connected with the cable. Weird.
Okay, if it says connected with Ethernet, then it's probably good. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see what it looks like.
Who knows? Maybe it is all
potato-y. Sorry, viewers.
It's always something.
It is always something, man. It's ridiculous. So, did you hear that the Nissan 400Z, they're coming up on some more release information? They're thinking, spring it might actually be coming out.
No shit.
Yeah,
I did not realize that.
They're setting the price point, I think, for, like, the entry-level version in the 40s. So, like, it might be low 40s.
Okay. That's...
To put into perspective, that's pretty good because it's going to keep up with the Supra. And the Mark V Supra, the good one is priced in the 60s.
And completely honest, I think the Z looks a little bit better. I think the Z is a gorgeous looking car, so.
Yeah. I don't like the front end as much as the Supra, but the body lines of the Z are very classic.
Yeah. It's just that it's that big radiator opening in the front that they need to do something with. Put something there.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you boost it and you put a big intercooler there, like, that's going to look pretty sweet, so.
I mean, a lot of intercooler if they do it that way. Or if somebody throws a big... it is turboed. I mean, it's a twin-turbo V6, so if they put a massive front mount up there, if it doesn't already have a front mount, but...
Maybe it doesn't. That's why they did it that way.
I mean, I'm excited, and I think that, like, Toyota... kind of has to bring out the 6-speed finally. So up until this point, you couldn't get a 6-speed for the new Mark V Supra. So they have this badass inline six that makes, you know, 380 horse or whatever it is, or 400 horse.
It's a BMW motor.
Yep, just a killer engine and drivetrain, but no manual transmission. And then they also have the 2.0 version, which is another BMW motor. It's a turbocharged four-cylinder. It's a turboed four-cylinder that makes 300 foot-pounds of torque from the factory.
God damn.
Yeah, it sounds pretty badass.
So, with the Supra back out there and the Z and all that, I wonder if we're going to see any other classics kind of make a comeback. Like, I
don't know.
I would love to see if Toyota brings back the MR2.
Yeah, Toyota's done a good job of kind of getting back to the enthusiasts game. Yeah. By having the GR86. Well, I think the GT86 in previous years, but the new one's a GR86, and it's an upgraded model, definitely over the previous version. But I know that there's been chatter about doing an MR2 offshoot, but I don't know if the market's quite there to support it. Like, they've really kind of put themselves out there by doing the Supra and having the GR86. I don't know if they would throw in another enthusiast car or not. Maybe electric.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do an EV MR2.
That could be kind of cool.
Be a small enough platform, you wouldn't need a whole lot.
Right. Well, and so what kind of has me intrigued about what the price point of the Z is gonna be is if they're talking, like, if this is the twin turbo V6 that's coming in the low 40s. And the performance Supra, like, if there's comparable power numbers and stuff, but one is coming in $10,000 or $15,000 less, like, I mean, that's going to be such a game changer. Like, it's going to force Toyota to drop their price potentially.
I was going to say, that's enough money that even if you like the Supra more, 15 grand is. That's a good chunk of change.
That's a shitload of money.
At that point, you're looking like, well, I still really like the Z. I'd prefer a Supra, but a Z, I can live with that to save 15 grand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. I'm really hoping that Honda kind of brings something back. There's every other year, there's chatter about a new version of the S2000, but nothing ever comes out of it because I think Honda's kind of put all of their eggs in the NSX basket, and for good reason. The new NSX is a masterpiece of a car.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just weird. That little roadster.
They do that, and they do the SI badge on the Civic. It's like their other two flagships as far as sports cars go.
Well, it's a Type R. You can get the Civic Type R, and that thing's...
Okay. Oh, that's what it is. That's right. But I would like to see them bring back the S2000 and then some form of the Integra / RSX. Really sporty two-door front-wheel drive car. I'd love to see that. Not... The R is cool, but it doesn't wow me. It's like, it's almost too over the top.
So, well, they lost their lines, for sure.
Yeah, that's
Hondas
a good way
to used
it.
To be simple, like really simple, smooth.
Yeah, and they're easy to work on. That was all the fun.
Now they look like somebody's designed it with a ruler. It's got to be much more than much. Too many angles.
So somebody has an education and they designed it.
Yeah.
Hey, well, then
can you do that somewhere else? That audio is really loud.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, wait, you're not hearing that?
No.
Sorry.
She can go back to beating the meat or whatever she's doing over there.
You're okay. No, it's just a bunch of paper bags and stuff. I guess Donnie's not hearing it, so the people probably aren't hearing it. I wouldn't want to upset the people. All 15 of them.
Hey, Glenn's going to get pissed about this.
No, I think we're actually, between all the platforms, I think we're in three digits now.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're at like 100.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. We can't get our audio or our video ever right.
We need to get these wives to start flashing their boobs, then we'll get the real views. We'll do the OnlyFans for that, right?
Yeah,
There'd be two of us.
We don't
us
make money on YouTube.
And I think OnlyFans would probably cost us more money because you and I would be subscribing to our own channel like crazy.
If my wife was flashing her titties all over OnlyFans, yeah, I'd subscribe. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's been so much fun at my house with just all the cold and sickness. And...
Yeah, far we've got everybody in good health over here, so that's nice. We finally kicked all of the bugs, whatever it was.
Yeah,
I'm gonna getting tested negative, so God knows what this was that we got.
I'm going to test tomorrow again, so that way I can see if I'm still contagious or not, just to be safe. But I'd say if we hear back by Sunday, we should be good to go. Oh.
Sounds good. Well, yeah, we'll just see. We won't be able to do podcasting at your place for a little while until we know for sure that like everybody's cleared.
Yeah, that's fine.
But
at least we can hang out and do garage sales.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know the funny thing is the we're gonna be at the point now, like the front end of the Ford is basically done. So
I saw that.
It's the shockwaves are in. Control arms are all bolted up, so nice. She sits very low. Actually, good. Lower than the front jack. So the jack that used to go underneath it,
yep.
Now the car actually goes down, and then it got the jack got stuck underneath it, which I did not expect. I thought that it was going to sit high enough that I was going to be able to pull the jack out, because I knew that it wasn't going to have as much travel as a conventional bag.
Yeah.
Well... No, it's lower, actually.
Do you have it plumbed as well, or just the shockwaves in?
So the airlines are ran up into the engine bay, so they haven't been passed through into the inside of the car yet. That's, I finally got those things kind of figured out today. So that's going to be the next step, is us running the air management inside the car and then kind of getting all that figured out.
Okay.
Yeah. Gonna be sweet.
Yeah, I ordered badges for the BMW. They they showed up and decided we're gonna keep that dash cap for now, because they reimbursed me $65. It's like, well, that's over half of what I paid for the stupid thing. So okay, whatever. I can live with it. It looks better. I can live with it for now. So that just needs to get taped in whenever we have a semi-warm day.
You're okay with an ill-fitting dash cover.
Yeah, for now, like, cheap. Yeah, it's like, it's not great, but it was essentially $40. Like, I can't go wrong there. I can't argue with $40. So
it costs $40 in total.
After they reimbursed me, yeah.
Okay.
So it was like $110 after tax and shipping, and then they reimbursed me $65. So.
For something that you're not going to keep forever?
Yeah.
When you could have gotten all your money back?
I figured for $40, it'll at least look good enough for Motorhead Madness. It'll cover up the cracks. And then in the future, if I can find a clean dash, awesome. Or we decide to wrap it or try and fix that one.
That's right. Because all of the dash caps fit like that, right? It's kind of that issue.
Yeah. Yeah, from what I've seen from YouTube videos, people are like, yeah, they're so hit and miss that you just can't guarantee a good one. So I figured for $40 for a temporary solution, I'm okay with that. I'm okay spending the $40 for a temp solution. Mm-hmm. And that buys us time. Maybe we get it in and we have those the vent holders for the gauge pod holders that go in the vents, that delete the vents and stuff. And maybe we put the boost gauge and coolant gauge up there, and it actually looks pretty good, and you can't even notice that it doesn't fit great, you know? So, we'll see. That's it. So, I still need to steal the alignment plates from you, though, so I can adjust my alignment.
Yeah, sounds good, man. But, we'll be aligning both vehicles.
Yeah, it's nice having the thing run and drive, though. Because, like, I'm not stressed about it. I know Motorhead Madness is coming up quick, and I have a couple of little things still to do. But I'm not like, oh my god, I gotta get the engine bay painted and the motor back in and figure out a coolant system and all that kind of crap. Like it runs. It's like, okay, cool, I gotta bleed
God.
brakes.
Yeah, it's nice to not be kind of treating everything down to the wire. Like,
Yeah.
I could try and hustle and get the rear end figured out so that the whole thing is completely on bags and it's all kind of figured out, but I know that there's going to be some kind of hiccup inevitably.
The
I know that
one part.
building links for the rear end isn't going to be the most straightforward thing in the world. Doing the welding, you should really pull the gas tank out. So it's one of those things, there's a lot of room for little hiccups along the way. So it's like,
Oh.
you know what? We're going to static drop the rear end, or maybe do air over leaf and just leave it that way until after the show. And then it's like, it's getting a Explorer 8.8, and it's getting
Well,
disc brakes in the back, and it's getting a link set up.
and knowing your luck, you would there'd be like one crucial part that you need that's on back order because it's from one supplier that's short-handed or short supplies, and you can't get it for 2 months.
Oh,
So like
totally.
the one dumb piece that is so minor would just hold you up because that's how this shit works every
Yeah.
single time. Well, look at my
Yeah.
blow-off valve. That was one of the first parts I bought for the dumb car. And it was one of the last parts I received because it was on back order for 3 months.
Yeah, it was pretty
It's
ridiculous.
just a blow-off valve. It's aluminum with a spring in it. Come on.
Yeah, it's funny how that's been working out. I mean, I know everybody's been, it just like car parts have taken forever to show
Yeah.
up. Super, super
So
frustrating, I
dumb.
guess.
No more overnight parts from Japan. This doesn't happen
Yeah.
anymore.
Yeah. Not yet. Once everybody irons their shit out here, but it
Yeah,
almost sounds
no
like it's gonna
shit.
take forever for these supply chains to get figured out. It's like once you disrupted it, there's a backlog of everything, and as long as this stupid pandemic is going on, they've got a shortage everywhere.
Well,
I mean, you
here's
gotta
what you
run
do.
the what was it, the LA Harbor or something like that. Is running 24/7 now
Yeah.
just to try
It's
and
not.
catch up on backlogs.
So what you
Yeah, I don't think
do?
it's going very good from what I've heard.
What you do is you shut down the internet for like 2 to 4 weeks. Just shut it down. No internet whatsoever. Because then people can't order shit. There are no more orders for an entire month.
And they can't be tugging on their tallywhackers at work. So they're getting
Exactly.
more done.
Exactly. Less
I
touching
mean,
yourself, less ordering, more productivity.
it
Problem
sounds
solved.
like the solution is fascism.
Exactly. Well, see,
So
look,
I
we can
don't think
figure out all our
that's,
problems.
I mean, that might solve the problem, but it might create some other problems.
Maybe. Who knows? Or maybe people go outside and do shit for once.
Yeah, but everyone will be working all the time. No, I
That's
don't know. Yeah, we all just need to like go smell the roses for a minute.
Yeah, go for a walk. Go hug a tree. Do
Go hug a
something.
tree.
Go hug a
Something.
tree.
Go try to hug a rabbit. Do you got a shitload of rabbits in your yard right now?
We have one that's out there every single morning I go to start my truck. Because I
I
let
wonder if
Haiti.
everybody has a yard bunny.
Well, here's the fucking thing. Our yard bunny is fucking stupid. Because he always sits about 15 to 20 feet off the back porch. And
Oh, okay.
I let Hades out to go to the bathroom in the morning because he's an old
Do we have
man.
the same yard bunny?
So every fucking morning I let the dog out and all I hear and I see the little bunny scurrying under the fence out to the alley. And it's
That's
like, dude,
awesome.
you like what the fuck, bunny? Like you haven't learned that there's dogs that live in this house and
Dude,
you know he's gonna come
he
outside.
knows he's not gonna get got, so he just like waits. He's like, I'm gonna be close to this house because these are my people.
Fuck
And then the dog's
that
gonna come out and I'm just gonna like scurry away because I know I'm good. It's
Maybe
gonna be
that's
one of
his.
those things though. It's like the one time he's gonna get like his little leg stuck on something.
He's gonna slip on ice or
And
something.
then here comes your hooch coming in. not well, we on the poor little thing.
We had yard bunnies a couple years ago. We had a female bunny give birth in our yard.
Oh, no.
And we were mowing one day, and luckily, like, your parents...
Did you find it with a mower?
No, we came close. We got within about 2 feet of it.
That is scary.
Holy shit, we're like, that's a nest full of bunnies. And it's like, that almost became a nest full of bunny meat and fluff.
Yeah. It would end up looking like spaghetti meatballs.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I've heard of that happening.
That's some sad shit.
Yeah. Like, what? So we stopped, obviously, and we got gloves on. We went to go take care of them, and most of them scurried away and they ran off. But there was one bunny that, like, refused to leave the nest. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you do with a fucking. Like, I don't know what to do with a baby bunny. I barely know what to do with my babies. Yes, we raised it. We put in a little bib on it, and we fucking fed it milk and all that shit.
You're, like, feeding it wild rice soup and...
bunny stew and...
mac and cheese.
With hot dogs.
They eat, right? Don't they eat pasta? I don't know.
Yeah, no shit. What do you mean you don't want chocolate? You're a bunny! but we ended up taking it up, just put it in a cooler and took it up. There's a place called
threw it off the bridge.
Put it in a bag with a bunch of rocks and
you attach it to your kite and went down a canal park on a windy day.
Something like that. Well, there's was a Wilderness something or other. I can't remember the whole name of the company, but there's some nonprofit that we dropped it off, and they're like, oh, typically they'll just go do their thing. I'm like, well, this one fucking didn't.
Yeah. that's hell no.
That's how I picked it up. So, and they raised it for a couple weeks, make sure it was all healthy, and they released it into the wild and all that jazz.
That's super cool.
No, we still have one bunny that just hangs out. Don't know why. She's just fucking dumb.
It just hangs out.
Yeah.
No, that's good though. Like, hey, it's good to know that we've got these places that actually cater to wild animals, because we have a lot more run-ins with that. Like, I don't find myself with, like, stray dogs in my backyard or stray cats. There's neighbor cats. There's outdoor neighbor cats that'll poke around every once in a while. But I get a lot more run-ins with little wild animals that appear lost than anything else.
Duluth is notorious that once a year there's a story of a bear somewhere in somebody's yard, you know? Somebody's trash can stuck in somebody's tree. Every year. And it's always, like, the weirdest places, too. It's not, like, up in Hermantown where it's heavily wooded. It's, like, Mesaba Avenue. There's a family of bears walking by. You're like, what the fuck? It's the, like, middle of downtown.
Which is basically a giant peninsula that you have to, like, cross a bridge to get to.
Like, was Mama Bear with
bear
the cubs?
Out there, like, rummaging in trash cans.
Yeah, and you're like, how the hell did you get out there? Did you swim? Yeah. Did you find a hollow log and use it as a canoe and, like, float it out there?
You know, it's funny. Like, I have a interesting relationship with bears because I grew up so far out in the woods that, like, bear run-ins were a regular occurrence for me.
Oh, man.
And they're not a big deal. Like, black bears, like, each different type of bear, you have a different response to try and survive with. But when it comes to the black bears, they're so, like, not interested in fucking with you that you get big. Like, basically, just be big and they'll just scurry away. Look at them wrong, they'll just scurry away. Like, they're pretty chill things. So we would see black bears all the damn time, and it wasn't even a big deal at all. So it was just sort of like this woodland creature that is an apex predator, but kind of just doesn't fuck with you. So
it's kind of doofy and just kind of
it's just kind of there. Yeah. I was way more scared of the moose that were out there.
The
wolves.
I've heard moose are pretty intense. I've only encountered
moose
wolves,
are not to be fucked with.
I've only encountered wolves one time and it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I was actually
was
with
it
the
a timberwolf?
No, it was a gray wolf. This was down in Kansas. We went down there to see family, and my great-grandmother had, well, I mean, technically the farm's still in the family, but she had a farmhouse with a bunch of acreage and stuff, and her closest neighbor was like a mile, 2 miles away from her house. And so, we'd walk the dirt roads and go exploring and all that. And we were down there visiting, and Christina and I went out for a walk, and there's an old train car that I wanted to take her to. So we hopped the fence and go into the field, and the train car is maybe 80 yards away from us, and we're walking up to it, and we have my grandmother's dog with us, and then all of a sudden, this wolf was fucking massive, but just this big fucking wolf just hops out and just kind of stares at us. And I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
we're fucking turning around because it's not just one wolf. Like, there's other wolves somewhere. I'm just
Yeah,
happy that
it's.
the I'm just happy the dog didn't see the wolf and start getting all territorial and barking and shit like that.
Yeah, it's. Wolves are not to be fucked with, for sure.
No, they're so fucking smart.
Yeah, I've definitely had some run-ins. We've got a pack that lives like up by my cabin, and they weren't a problem when I was growing up. There was only a occasional timber wolf, but now it sounds like there's actually a pack that's out there. So you have to be extra careful. And we've got about 60 acres up there, and there's a really it's called the pothole. I don't know why my grandpa called it this. I don't know. I mean, it's a little pond, and they call it the pothole. And I'm gonna guess maybe it's just kind of pot shaped, but there is a little bit of partying in my family's history, so
on a
I
nice
don't
summer
know.
day, it's just really
Yeah,
dank.
exactly. Like, I go out there, and I might my mouth start might start watering, but I don't know. So it's out in the middle of nowhere, but now you kind of got to be a little careful when you go out there. You should really carry a sidearm because you might have a run-in. So the wife and I, and this was probably 7 years ago, she was girlfriend at the time, we were staying up in my little cabin, and we were out on a walk with our little dog, who's like all of 16 pounds or something like that. We're walking down the little trail, and then all of a sudden he freezes, and his hair stands on end, and he starts like whimpering, and I knew exactly what that meant. The wife wasn't quite as sure. She was just like, "What's going on with the dog?" And I'm like, "We gotta turn around." Like, I was like,
We're going back
"We have
now.
no protection." Like, I mean, I'm not carrying a knife. I don't have a sidearm on me. Like, normally I'd at least have
So,
a knife on me out there.
I gotta
And
ask,
so I've got this little bitch dog.
are you at
Go ahead.
least faster than your wife?
Am I faster than yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're fine. You just don't.
I mean, you know who is the lowest on that totem pole.
Just don't be
But I can't
bottom. That's
allow
it.
that. She's too good looking. I can't allow that. I like her too much. No, it was a little sketchy. I mean, we never saw anything, but they are also, especially wolves, are one of those animals where they blend in. But we definitely heard things up the track or up the up the path. And the dog told us everything that we needed to know. Because it's not like he's not going to do that with a grouse. You know, it's
No, he's
going to
gonna do it with
be
a
a
bird or a
bear, it's going to
rabbit.
be a wolf. It's not going to be even a fox. Like, it's
No.
fox. Dogs don't panic as much with a fox, which is not a good thing, but because a fox can definitely take off with a little dog, but
Yeah, but a fox usually isn't gonna fuck
mountain
with you
lion
either.
maybe. Either way, it's some kind of predator that would cause one of us a lot of harm. So we're like, fuck this.
Well,
We turned around, I walked in the back and basically like looked over my shoulder constantly because they'll follow you sometimes.
wolves
And
are.
everything was fine. Thankfully, the dog listened to us.
The thing about wolves that make them so scary is normally you won't see them unless they want you to see them, you know? Like they're that smart when they hunt in packs is they'll distract you like, "Oh, I see him." And you're like, "Okay, yeah, you see him, but you don't see these two."
Right. Just, it's like the raptors from Jurassic Park.
Oh, exactly. 100% that way. Clever girl.
Oh, man. Well, and didn't Ryan Johnson, we had on the podcast, one of the earlier... He had a story about wolves.
Yeah, he got tracked by a couple wolves. And so he got circled. They circled him, and luckily they left him alone.
Yeah. Well, and I think he had one of his dogs with. I think Luna was with, which is one of his huskies. Damn. It's no joke, man. And honestly, I think it's a good thing. At the risk of going on a bit of a tangent here, I think it's really good for us to be humbled every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like when you live in the cities for too long, you just forget how vulnerable we are.
Well, yeah, humans are pretty pathetic in the grand scheme of things. Like,
dude, we are meat bags.
We have blood
meat bags.
We have two things going for us. We have fucking thumbs, and we have a brain. That's it. Yeah. Our hair doesn't even keep us warm. If I was to go outside right now, I'll freeze, but my St. Bernard could be out there all day and he'd be fine.
Your St. Bernard could be in sub-zero temperatures for 7 days a week. He'd be fine.
Oh, easily. We don't have claws. I mean, our fingernails don't really do shit to us. We can't fly. We can swim, but not for very long. We can't breathe underwater. If we fall from 6 feet high and land wrong, we die. I could take my cat onto the roof of our house and throw her as hard as I can, and she'd fucking walk away unscathed.
100%.
Depends on how
fat the cat is, but
Eddie's like 6 pounds, so she'd be fine. But it's like, if I get out of bed wrong, my entire day could be over right there. You know, like,
all day today.
Yeah, there goes my back. I can't do shit now.
Notice how earlier in the podcast I was saying how I had a hot pad on my lower back and heated corn bag on my knee?
Yep.
I did shit that day.
Exactly. It's the same fucking thing.
I did nothing special.
I was sick just sitting on the couch watching movies, and I stood up and I got a little lightheaded. I'm like, oh my god, I moved. Like, I gotta sit back down.
It makes you wonder, like, are we the dodo bird that just figured out how to survive?
Yeah, pretty much, until we fuck ourselves into extinction, but...
It's just like we're so freaking smart that we're the dodo bird, but we're a brilliant dodo bird, so we just figured out how to make it work.
Yeah, that's something like that. We figured out fire, and that was about that.
We don't just have one mating season a year. We can mate every single month.
So
that doesn't hurt our survival chances either.
Well, as a male, we can mate every single day, like 10 times a day, and be fine.
Right, but
fine.
Like, if you're looking at the female population, the cycle works monthly, which is kind of incredible. Like, there really aren't a whole lot of other species that can mate, that go in a cycle monthly.
Oh, true. Very true.
Crazy.
And I will say this too, like, our mating ritual compared to animals isn't even that cool. Like, if you look at peacocks and they're like, look at my big beautiful feathers, like, do you find me attractive and all that, and we're all just like, what's up, girl, you want to fuck? And like, there's nothing cool about that.
It's like, yeah, if you're a bird, you sing a song, or
you fluff up your feathers and look all awesome,
but there's some dark shit that happens in the animal kingdom. There's a lot of rape. So,
oh, absolutely.
I don't feel like
it's
too bad.
We still have a lot of rape, but...
we too much. Any rape is too much rape.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, like, we've got romantic comedies, so, I mean, clearly we're not that bad.
That's true. At least we're smart enough to know that rape is bad.
Yeah, we got that going for us.
That's the big brain.
It's just kind of a... It's still a little bit of a gray area for some.
Yeah, some people still haven't figured out the whole, like, keep your hands to yourself thing, but...
No means
Whatever.
no.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
Hey,
man.
no podcast is complete without joking about rape.
Without a little bit of cringe, yeah. Great. That's great.
I think I know why we barely have 100 people that watch this.
Because we need to be more risque, is that it? We need the boobs. Like,
Man.
let's just face it. We got wives with great cans. We gotta get them to just shake some boobs in the background. We'll
We'll
make
just
that the
do
thumbnail.
like
View count
commercial
will just
breaks.
skyrocket.
5 minutes
Commercial
of
break.
podcasting, 1 minute of tits.
And that 1 minute of tits will be advertising dad mods, right?
Yeah, dad mods, and then because we got a shout out to our sponsor, like prevented by super clean titties.
Perfect.
Done. Next
So
segment.
I wonder how you could do that. So there's boobs. It's like, do you do D A D? But then the other one's four letter words. So how does that work? So it's like you do MOD, because you got to use the space between the titties.
We need one more woman. Then we need
To
one more
just do an
lady to,
S?
yeah, just a big S.
I feel like there's a joke in there somewhere, but I don't think I'm gonna touch that. Jesus Christ. So,
That'd
viewers at
be funny
home, if you've got
to
anybody that you would like to qualify for being the third, let us know. Send us a DM. Nudes, please.
Yeah, swipe right on us and let us know.
We're beginning our process
This is how we make it big, man. We just post up on
with
Craigslist
boobs.
looking for the perfect S.
Perfect ass.
Yeah, we.
Okay, whatever that is. Jesus
It
Christ.
could work. I don't know. I mean,
It could.
it worked out for the man show. That was on the air for so many years. It's
In a
pretty fucking
very
pointless.
different time, a
True.
little bit pre-Me Too.
Yeah.
Now, what is Kimmel's kind of woke, which is
Oh yeah.
hilarious. How do you go from doing the man show to being woke?
How do you go from giggling about juggies to like
Juggies,
you need to respect
midgets,
women? And you're like, wait a second. You
blackface,
had a show of
like.
a little kid who's like 12 or 13 trying to buy alcohol from attractive women.
Yes.
Like, that was an entire segment of your show, and now you're like, we need to respect everybody and be more mature.
Every single show had big-breasted women jumping on trampolines.
That's what, see, that I'm telling you, that's what we need.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, is it really such a crime? I mean, the women took
That's
the
true.
job.
That's
They're
true.
like, OnlyFans skyrocketed in membership. Like, women are more
Yeah.
than happy to flash tits and be
Look
eye candy.
at
So, I
Hooters.
mean, isn't it more regressive to not allow them to exercise their rights to flash their boobs?
Oh yeah, I think they're
So
100% right with that.
we would be more progressive to have women flashing knockers on our show than not.
Okay, I
We
see
would
that.
be more
Yeah.
progressive.
Yeah, we should
I
make
think
that
we're onto
happen.
something here.
Yeah, we should set the bar. We
We
should set the
should.
standard. Like,
With our wife's permission, because we
oh
respect
yeah.
them. Maybe they're the
About
knockers, I don't know.
that. I mean, we do live in a college town, so there's plenty of opportunity, but
And now the viewers at home are Googling, Jake Lindquist wife, Donnie Allen wife, like, interesting, what do they look like? What I want to see the breast.
That explains why
I
I get
mean,
all
let's
the
face it,
rain.
we want to see every breast anyway, so.
That's true, except for my own.
Yeah. Because it's got a big swastika tattooed on
That's just
it.
too much hair.
Yeah,
Like,
hair in the shape of a swastika. It just naturally grows that way.
Oh
Like,
God.
I'm just like really off to a
I
bad start.
didn't even shave. It's just what the hell. But if I lay on my side, it's the peace symbol from Egypt. I'm only racist if I walk around. Shirt off.
Can't go to the beach.
No, that's fine. I don't like going to the beach anyways. I don't like sand. I don't like sand or glitter, and it's pretty much the same shit.
It is pretty much the same thing.
Fucking gets everywhere.
Well, man, do you you got any anything else to share with the people, or should we wrap this thing up?
No, unfortunately, I don't. I ordered some BMW parts, and that's about where I'm at with that.
Yeah, I if I had a capture card, here's the problem, you guys. Like, basically, right now, I'm on a cell phone. You're on your laptop. So you've got what you're supposed to have. I don't have a capture card, so I'm not filming on my nice DSLR, which also means that, like, I'm not able to screen share, so we can't do Marketplace, we can't do all these things.
That's true.
So realize, like, oh shit, we should probably have two capture cards.
Yeah, we'll have to buy another one.
That we can do this, but... Yep, so otherwise I'd have a little bit more that we could talk about, that we could share, but... No sense in us just kind of rambling about nonsense, even though that is most of our podcast.
No, we got a good segment lined up, okay? We just need a trampoline and some boobs.
Yeah, it's true. We need to have our own juggies.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should take the juggy segment and do some deepfakes. We'll, like, Martha Stewart as one of them.
Oh, God.
What would be the other ones? Queen of England.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, perfect. No, Hillary Clinton and Sarah Palin. That way we... like, both political parties have a little bit of representation.
There you go.
Everybody's included.
Yeah, they're both psychotic.
Love Tulsi Gabbard for the independence. She doesn't even need to be deep fake. She's just that smoking.
Just like your thing.
Jesus Christ. All right, guys.
And on that bombshell.
Hey, if you're still with us, that's a miracle.
And we thank you. Not, that's whatever. For
sitting in for another Bruise with the Dudes episode. We'll see you next week. Hopefully, this turned out pretty good. If it didn't, we're going to try something different.
Again.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.